And as long stories go, this won't be one. The name of the game is testing the Wi-Fi on the Nook 9. I should have done the Bluetooth as well, but Bluetooth is built in. I just didn't get time. Didn't take the time, in fact. There's probably a puzzle to solve in getting the hardware set up, getting the Bluetooth headphones, and so forth. But anyway, on the Wi-Fi, the Nook does very, very well. It had over 800 megabits per second on it. A lot of that is due to having a 1 gigabit fiber connection to Ziply Fiber. A little shout out. And basically what I did is booted up the Nook, went to speedtest.net, did the test. The speed test that I performed did over 800 megabits per second. That is pretty darn good. Highspeedinternet.com is what I use on my Android phone, but the speedtest.net test results from an hour down the road servers and an hour away at least did very, very well. And I'm more than pleased at the performance. So if you've got a Nook 9, fire up the browser, go to speedtest.net, and then run the test. And you can speedtest.net. One of the things I liked about it is you can change the server that you're connecting to. So maybe the first one you get to, it's got a like 13 millisecond ping time. Find the one that's got the 6 second ping time, is faster connection all the way around. It's going to perform better. Hey, the contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRcook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on YouTube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes. It's a wrap.